There will be no on-site physician coverage in the Barrhead Healthcare Center's emergency department, ED, starting at 7 p.m. tonight, January 25, and ending at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, January 26. A release from Alberta Health Services, AHS, states that during this 12-hour period, nursing staff will remain on site in the ED to perform triage and assessments, as well as refer patients to emergency departments in neighboring communities. Otherwise, patients are asked to call 911 if they have a medical emergency. EMS will be rerouted to either the Westlock Healthcare Center or the Whitecourt Healthcare Center. Depending on their needs, patients seeking care at the ED in Barrhead may also be made aware of services available through local pharmacies. Residents with non-emergency healthcare-related questions can also call HealthLink at 811, which is available 24/7. We are thankful for the support of surrounding healthcare centers and medical staff and would like to thank the community for their patience and understanding at this time, the release states. Interruptions in emergency care at the Barrhead Healthcare Center and other rural hospitals have been a semi-regular occurrence in recent months as AHS grapples with staffing issues amid the pandemic. The first such period was on November 30, when there were no on-site physicians in the ED for a 12-hour period. Similar disruptions of varying lengths occurred at various points in the second half of December, with the last such disruption occurring on January 2-3 for 12 hours. In total, these periods without on-site coverage add up to a little over 4.5 days. During a Barrhead Chamber luncheon in November, local physician and community medical director Dr. Kent Burns warned that there might be service disruptions at the Barrhead Healthcare Center due to the low number of physicians in the community. Burns had told chamber members that Barrhead would only have about half of the physicians it is targeted to have by the end of January. AHS spokesperson Logan Klo also stated that these disruptions in emergency care were due to physician vacancies and the inability to secure a locum, a physician from out of the area who could temporarily cover a shift at the hospital. Kevin Berger, townandcountrytoday.com.